This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those if you want to join us here. And maybe you are a driver for a ride-sharing company in California. Maybe you work for Uber or Lyft. And your life is about to change because a California judge, man in a robe or woman in a robe, has decided that now, effective presumably immediately, although it's been stayed for 10 days, that the previously considered contractors are now going to be considered employees.
Right. And people that get to choose when they decide to go to work and when they decide to stop being at work.
Those are generally considered contractors.
Yeah, how much work they're going to do and what range that they want to do work in and all these kinds of things that function by any definition I've ever heard for a contractor are now employees.
And that means a lot to be an employee. And that means that they have to do all the things that companies that have employees are mandated to do for their employees, like provide health insurance and provide, you know, whatever other 401ks and all this other, you know, mandatory
crap. Well, it doesn't actually mean that.
No.
It could mean that they just decide they don't have to do business there.
Right. If they're going to do business there.
Right.
But if they're going to do business there, they have to treat their people as employees.
Right, but the hubris of these people who call themselves the state of California, these deranged lunatics that think that somehow they are the center of the world. I mean, you know, Uber doesn't need them. They could just go away. Yep, see ya.
Well, I mean, yeah, Uber could just go away. They probably have a few offices in California they may have to close down.
Sure.
Or
they started
like
there.
That.
California could always suspend TikTok.
Yeah, they could. That's a whole other question.
I bet Uber doesn't get to do business in China. What do you bet?
I don't know, Mark. If you really want to find out, you don't have to bet. You can go look. Uber has a map where they show you all the countries in which they do business. And they have quite a few of them, last I recall. But it could be that China doesn't have them. Anyway, Uber, according to CNBC.com, may shut down temporarily for months if a court does not overturn a recent ruling requiring them to classify their drivers as full-time employees. CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said in an interview with Stephanie Ruhle on Wednesday on MSNBC. He said if the court doesn't reconsider, then in California it's hard to believe we'll be able to switch our model to full-time employment quickly, he said. And would it be worth them doing at all is really the question because then you
wasn't it the Uber and Lyft drivers who initiated this lawsuit?
Well, some of them. I mean, basically what happens is there's a certain industry out there of unions, and they want to have more, you know, control. They want to have more members, right? They want to have more people contributing to their union and such. And so they would love to unionize the Uber and Lyft drivers. And so they recruit from people who already are familiar with them, right? Like they tell their buddies or whatever, hey, you know, go get a job with Uber or get a gig with Uber or get a gig with Lyft, and then you'll have standing to sue. You'll be able to join our law. We want to bring a lawsuit against Uber, but we need our people in there so we can bring the lawsuit on your behalf. Basically.
And if you have enough contractors, one of them is going to be dissatisfied.
Sure.
Now everybody.
And if you can email
something else, then.
Well, if you can email 100,000 Uber drivers or whatever in California, you'll find a handful of them who are like, "I'd like free health care."
Great. The problem is they're not likely to get it.
Because Uber will just leave.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is the cutting off your nose in order to spite your face sort of thing that you've been worried about your whole life.
Well, right, and that's why I think the conspiracy theory that it's actually perhaps taxicab unions that are ultimately behind this is, I think, a valid conspiracy theory, because they would love to have Uber leave. Or at the very least, be regulated into the dirt.
Yeah, probably. And what will happen is that some ride-sharing apps will run in sort of the gray market until they get found out, and then they'll go, and then another one will spring up, and they'll go, and it'll just be this sort of merry-go-round of people in the know having the right app.
Could be. Uber and Lyft both have about a week to appeal, and they're going to, a preliminary injunction granted by a California judge Monday that will prohibit the companies from continuing to classify their drivers as independent workers. Following the order will require Uber and Lyft to provide benefits and unemployment insurance for their workers, which would mean they would have to completely change how they do their business. Okay.
It completely breaks Uber's model.
Correct. They're not set up to give drivers a schedule. Okay, so one of the benefits of Uber is, like you were saying earlier, Mark, you get to set your schedule.
Yeah.
So this is why a lot of people will do this in their off time. They've got another job that they work 40 hours a week at or whatever, and then on the weekends they drive for Uber, or at nights or in the mornings or whatever it is they're not at their job and they've got time, they drive for Uber, or they drive for Lyft, or they drive for both. A lot of them have accounts on both Uber and Lyft, and they'll have them running
separate
simultaneously.
Separate phones running at the same time.
Yeah, or on the same phone or whatever. And so this is a way for people to make some extra money. And it's convenient because they can do it on their own schedule. Well, if you're an employee, then Uber gets to set your schedule.
Right.
Then you don't get to decide anything anymore.
Suddenly, many of the benefits of being a contractor go away.
Correct. Now, one of the other benefits of being a contractor is you bring your own tools to the job. Now, in theory, a company could provide you with some tools, but generally the rule is, like in the case of Uber, Lyft, you provide the car.
You provide the car, whereas a taxi cab company, they provide you the taxi.
Correct. Now, Uber
also provides you your schedule.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, when I worked as a taxi cab driver.
And you take the calls they send you on. Right? Yeah. Like, if you're a driver and they send you somewhere and you're like, no thanks.
Yeah. There's
not going to last.
Yeah, there's not going to be too. I don't know how that would work with Uber either. I mean,
true. You can't keep turning down rides with Uber and Lyft and expect to continue getting them.
Right.
But you could still turn down some on occasion. Like, if it was.
I'd be kind of curious as to what would happen. When I was driving cab, I. Mm-hmm. Did never turn down a ride. There were rides that at the end of it I wish I had, but in the beginning I never turned down a ride. But I don't know what it would have been like if I said I don't feel safe, I'm not going.
Right.
But I did set up early on, hey, I'm working when I feel like working, and they put me on the schedule, and at some point or another the guy at the dispatcher would be like, who do you think you are? And I'm like, I think I'm leaving when I said I'm leaving, because that's what I arranged when I started.
Well, yeah, if you arrange that in the beginning, then maybe they'll respect it and give you the kind of schedule that you want. But then again, drivers are easy to find.
Yeah, right, they did, and they didn't, but nobody told this guy, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So.
Well, look, there's plenty of people out there who are willing to drive, and if you are too demanding, they'll just be like, well, you probably are a good driver, but so's he. And we'll take him over here. He's willing to work more. So now you're going to have to deal with that as employees if Uber and Lyft were to actually stay in California. And right now, there's a story here saying that Lyft has joined Uber in their pledge to leave California if indeed things do not go their way.
Now Lyft and Uber on the same side.
Well, they've been that way before.
I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but it's also giving the state of California exactly what it wants.
Then to leave, you mean? Well, that's the only option.
New York and California, they hate these gig apps.
Right.
They hate Uber and Lyft. They hate Airbnb. They hate all of them.
Yes, that's right.
That's why people are leaving New York and California. You know, working class people are having a difficult time making it in these places. And it's amazing. New York is stunning. I mean, like, why people are staying in a place that ice falls from the sky and has the most tyrannical government, I don't get it.
Ice falls from the sky here.
I understand, but we don't have the most tyrannical government. Okay. And I'm glad it drives out the commies. Florida's nice this time of year. Head on down. Head on. Take 995 south.
Following the order will require Uber and Lyft to provide benefits and unemployment insurance for their workers. California's Assistant Attorney General which was, remember, Kamala Harris's job. She was the Attorney General of California. And three city attorneys brought the lawsuit against the companies under the state's new law, Assembly Bill 5, that aims to provide benefits to gig workers core to a company's business by classifying them as employees. In his decision granting the injunction, the judge rejected the notion that drivers should be considered outside of the course of the company's businesses, calling the logic, quote, a classic example of circular reasoning. We'll talk more about what this ruling means, and if you want to weigh in, join us on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.Bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.Bitcoin.com.
Bear the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and Levette wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. Here's the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and you can join us in there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
We're talking about the California judge who's decided that Uber and Lyft and presumably every other ride-sharing company there in California will have to treat their drivers as employees. There is a 10-day window of time where the order from the judge is stayed until to give them opportunity to put in appeals, which they are intending to do. There's also another potential ballot measure that we'll mention here in a moment that could have an effect on this November. So there's still some plates that are spinning up in there, but we'll tell you a little bit more about what is happening, and you can share your thoughts, especially if you are a driver for either of these services. Are you working in California, and how do you feel about this arrangement? Your contract, your agreement, because what's really a contract, considering Uber can change it at any time they like, that's a whole other question.
Well,
but
you could read it if you wanted to.
You could, and then they can change it.
It's probably too long.
And then they can change it, so it really doesn't matter what it says.
Terms of service.
Yeah, which, again, they can change at any time, which is the way it is for most corporations. But regardless, now that contract is being changed not by Uber or Lyft, but being changed by the government of California, who is now saying, well, it's no longer a contract for contractor service. It's now going to be, you're an employee, whether you like that or not. And we can talk more about that coming up here. But let's go to the phones and to the fun, the moment you've all been waiting for, James in Arizona. What wisdom?
Will you fight for me? Will you fight for me, Ian? Will you fight for me? I love how you buy into your own egomania on the air.
What do you mean? Fight for you how?
The ugliest. About how you said you would fight for anybody. Oh, you already forget.
Yeah, the
about
freedom of speech of anybody, even a lunatic. That's right. I even let a lunatic nut job call into this show.
If a lunatic were to put a bullet in your head, would the cops or anybody in Keene, New Hampshire care that we're?
Well, probably they would. That's
no,
the kind of
they
thing that they.
Because you're a complete loser.
This is dangerous. This is a dangerous sort of a thought process that you have, that somehow
he's a dangerous
you
man
can kill somebody and get away with it because that person is that unpopular.
Oh, he wasn't saying it would be him.
Yes, well, I understand he didn't say that, but he alludes to it, right? You called him a
lunatic.
Dangerous
individual. I'm going to kill your family. How are they doing? Your ugly wife and child who literally should not even exist. How are they doing?
What the F does that mean? My child shouldn't exist. I mean, who are you? Are you God's chosen angel to determine who gets to exist and who doesn't? What kind of demented world do you live in?
Anybody that knows anything about justice knows you never should have been let out of bars.
You forgave me on the air if you don't remember that. Remember that when
drunk.
You wanted to get on the air so badly? You were like, I think people should be forgiven. Because they should. And the Bible's pretty clear about it. But now
you're really good at controlling the conversation when I'm trying to answer a question. Your son shouldn't exist. You should have never been let out of bars. You never should have been left.
So what does that mean to you that my son should exist? What are you intend to do about it? What are you going to do about my son not supposed to exist?
James?
What are you going to do?
Hey, Mark Edgington, if a lunatic were to shoot you in the head, I wouldn't worry about that person's fate.
I understand you
don't
care.
Belong on this
you know what? I wasn't going to send out a thank you card to you either.
Thanks for the call, James in Arizona. What
you know
a happy,
what, James?
Happy man.
If you've got a problem with me, I'm happy to take it up with an arbitration organization anytime you want.
His
but
problem with you is
that,
you won't give him money. Remember?
Right. He wants to extort me.
But wait a minute. He's called before and said, pay me. And I've been like, how much?
Right. How much
he won't say.
I've given him plenty of Satoshis. James, you've been paid.
I gave him like 2 cents worth of crypto online.
All right. Tip bot on our Discord
server? Yeah, tip bot. It's awesome.
Yeah, that is way nicer than you had to be.
There you
very
go.
Generous of you, Mark.
Yeah, a couple of cents.
Well, they're going to need more than a couple cents to fight this in court there in California. God knows how much Uber and Lyft have already had to pay. I mean, can you imagine what the percentage of their business goes to the legal team? I mean, it's got to be huge. They're fighting so many different legal battles at any one moment with so many different states and nation states. And
Cannot imagine.
I mean, it's got to be a huge chunk of every year's budget for Uber going to just attorneys. And so now in California, a man in a robe has decided that Uber and Lyft both have to start treating their contractors as employees. But rather than classify drivers as employees, this from CNBC.com, the Uber CEO has advocated for what he calls a third way that would maintain drivers' independence while allowing companies to provide some protections without risking being viewed as full-time employees. He wrote an op-ed for the New York Times saying gig companies such as Uber could pay into a fund that workers could dip into for time paid off or health care benefits based on the number of hours that they work. He said that his plan B, if Uber can't win on appeal, would be to temporarily pause service.
Why not just go ahead and pay the people what you're going to pay them? Because, I mean, this fund that he's talking about is...
Because the average American is irresponsible, and they won't still have that money when they need it.
Well, that's their problem.
It is
responsibility
indeed.
That won't persuade the court.
Okay, look.
This is California.
The court doesn't deal with economics very often.
No, they don't.
So, you know, this money that is going to come from this pool that this Uber CEO has suggested is going to come from one of two places. It's going to come from out of the paychecks of the Uber drivers currently.
Come from. Right now.
Or it's going to come out of Uber's profits.
It's going to come from the drivers.
I don't think it's terribly profitable at this point.
No, they lose money.
Yeah.
It's going to come from the drivers. So when I started with Uber, I had a very short career with Uber because the local haters. what they did was the local haters complained about me driving for Uber, and despite the fact that I had 5 stars, they put me on what they call a wait list for 9 months while they dodged all my emails about what was going on and how I could help them with whatever investigation they were doing about me to ultimately cancel my my driving account with them after 9 months of waiting.
So, not that you particularly needed the job driving for Uber.
But in that time frame...
why would you take up a job driving for Uber?
Because I wanted to.
Okay, fair.
He's odd, man.
At the time, there was some Uber activism going on in New Hampshire. There was a lady out in the seacoast who was being targeted because she was driving for Uber. She was being targeted by the regulators and being targeted by the cabbies. Mm. And so it was something to do because of, you know, the situation that was sort of going on. I wanted to get a feel for what it was like driving for Uber, and so I did. I went and I drove in Manchester and Concord.
And you can speak intelligently about it, which is useful at times.
So... anyway, as a driver for Uber, when I started, they were paying out 80%. So of whatever the fee was for the ride, the driver would get 80%. The 20% would go to Uber, and they would pay their attorneys and whatever other things that they do with the 20%. Mark, that's where it would come out of. In the short time frame that I was a driver, they actually cut that 80% down to 75%. So it's got to be no more than 75% today. It's been probably 4 or 5 years since I was driving for them.
Right.
They need to be 70% now.
Yeah, there's no company that's going to just up the amount for no reason.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And I suspect that little fund that he's talking about would only be for California drivers or any places where they've, cracked down like this. 855-450-FREE, but they are planning on pulling out of California as well as Lyft or temporarily pausing service. And we can tell you more about what it might look like if they did come back with employees. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no end in sight to coronavirus relief talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
The rate of inflation is picking up slightly. Inflation rose 0.6% in July. That's 1% higher compared to July of last month. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing for the first time as the likely Democratic candidate for president and vice president. This is USA Radio News. Police are searching for a suspect after a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana this morning. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, still has police on scene looking for the suspect. 41-year-old Taniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center.
Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws. But if the judge and the court finds that we're not, and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in on the controversy out in California over Uber and Lyft, maybe they're going to be leaving California, maybe temporarily, but maybe for good. Who knows? They're now being forced by a court to start treating their drivers as employees within the next 10 days, unless they are successfully able to appeal. They probably will be filing the appeal, so it'll likely the decision of the judge will be put on hold until the appeal can be heard. So it's not going to, they're probably not going to shut down next week, but that would be the
soonest. Yeah, they're not running out of money for lawyers yet.
No. And we're going to continue with that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about Divvy. From mid-March to mid-July, Divvy, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing stopping Divvy from going up further, and in fact, that is their goal. Their price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Now, that was a closed beta, by the way, so will Divvy go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know what the future holds, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org, and you can begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode or staking it. They've even got a lottery for those who are staking Divvy. You can learn more over at DivvyProject.org. DiviProject.org.
As a matter of fact, DiviProject.org offers a concierge service to help people to sort of get involved who really don't understand it and that kind of thing, usually through their Telegram.
Cool. All right, we go to Brad. He's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
So my premise is I'm an engineer, and okay. I have a lot of good ideas, mm-hmm. but I also have two kids, and I need to have health insurance.
Okay, all right.
So because of that, I have to work for a corporation or somebody who can provide that.
Sure.
And I would love to not work for a corporation, and I don't know how to do that without, the United States government.
Yeah, it's a good question.
How would you not work for a corporation without the United States government? I don't think I understand the question, is the statement here. So,
you got to remember the qualifier that he needs health insurance, right?
Yeah.
And if left to their own devices, I mean, prior to the Affordable Care Act, we saw that small businesses are not particularly inclined to pay out the cost to provide their employees with health insurance.
Is that the issue?
Exactly.
Okay. So if I may, the government created the problem that it then solved, and this is what it does every single time, right? Government had an income tax, a 90% income tax on at some point in its past, and companies were forced to offer perks rather than money beyond to their top executives. Once their top executives got it, then it trickled on down to the workers underneath and that sort of thing, until it became sort of this premise. The idea that a corporation should be that your employer should be paying for your health care is really kind of ridiculous. You should, but the problem is that healthcare has gotten so expensive because of government mandates and all these other things that you can't pay for it. So we're all in this sort of catch-22 that the government created, and now it's here to save us.
Exactly, and my problem now is that I can't escape from the system. So I must provide, as a good father, I must provide healthcare to my children. And the only way that I can afford that is to work for a corporation or make tons of money, which I can't do that without, working for a corporation or working for kind of the man.
I'm not sure that's true. So have you checked into health share programs?
I have. Okay. And it's not the level of care that I need.
Okay, well, my understanding of the health share is they'll offer whatever level of care you need, and the costs are significantly lower.
For whatever cost you're willing to provide. So, that's more than if I decided to leave my corporate job, which pays very well, I don't know that I could provide that level of care.
Okay, I don't know that you could or couldn't either, but, I guess as a father, I haven't paid much attention to insurance at all because, we'll try to pay it whatever it is when it comes along, and really, the government's never going to let kids go without health care, so they're already catching that, they've already got that social safety net in place.
And maybe a social safety net is what we need.
Oh, I don't think so.
At some level.
You mean something like Medicaid? Something along those lines?
This is what the problem they created, remember?
No. I remember very well, yes. I mean, if we didn't have this licensing system, if we allowed people to get like a 4-year degree in some sort of health, and you don't need a doctorate to diagnose the flu.
MD.
So my question is, if I want to innovate as an engineer, right? So I have embedded things.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go do that, should there not be some system that lets me go invent things and do what I want to and be able to have some safety net that protects me and my children to be able to go do it.
You know, well, isn't that risk that you can't handle the consequences of?
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what Mark was talking about with the health share thing? That's like a non-insurance kind of competitor to insurance, basically, sort of like a mutual aid society. Isn't that what it is, Mark? Aren't you part of one of these things or something?
I looked into it. I was at one point. I'm not now.
You were, okay.
I did join.
Okay.
I am not now.
Why did you leave?
Because they can't cover you outside of the United States, and I'm spending a certain amount of time elsewhere.
Interesting.
That kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha. Brad, I mean, it sucks, but...
Going to the doctor in Mexico costs $15.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
You know, I mean, this is really a government-created problem.
Unfortunately, right. So the government gang drove up the cost of health care, like, insane levels, because they've got insane levels of regulation on that business. They control the supply of doctors. They control the medicines available in the marketplace. There's all kinds of restrictions on, you know, hospitals and nurses. You know, so many different government regulations, and all that brings up the cost. And so they've driven insurance companies out of business. Insurance companies have combined together. They've, you know, gobbled each other up. There aren't that many of them left, so there's not a lot of choice in the marketplace.
I'm not even sure where the government stops and the insurance companies start.
Right. It's getting blurrier and blurrier, and now there's mandates. You have to have insurance and so on and so forth, and it's very frustrating. And, of course, it's never easy for somebody to strike out on their own. You know, even if you knew what you were going to do with health care, you still have to figure out what you're going to do to make money, and that's really the big challenge, right?
And doesn't Obamacare cover families now if you did decide to go out and be an engineer?
No, the Affordable Care Act didn't give coverage to anyone. It just made it mandatory.
Yeah, it did. It'll pay for coverage for people who have a sufficiently low income.
No, it will provide them an exemption.
All right, but it
to
gives
being
them
kind.
It gives them coverage.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
They still have to buy a health insurance plan.
Sure, and it will cover that.
They're going to pay for your health insurance plan?
Yes. It's subsidized.
This is the first I've ever heard of this aspect of the Affordable Care Act.
All right.
And you work a job.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Nope, I don't.
But hey, I can be wrong.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Hey. But, you know, regardless, government medical coverage is probably crappy because it's from the government. So I wouldn't expect much to come out of that. Brad, I mean, I don't really have any good news for you here. It's not easy to strike out on your own, number one. So, I mean, that's the real challenge, is figuring out how you can be an engineer and, you know, go after the things that you want to do the things you want to do, and actually make money off of them. And, you know, if you invent some amazing stuff and it catches on, then maybe that'll work. But, you know, that's hit and miss. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of misses before the hit happens. And I wish you the best, and thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's obviously too late, but... You know, if you want more independence, don't have children. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves also. Man, don't bring kids into this world today, man. This is awful what they're doing to these kids.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the a Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
So, Mark, you done some research on the whole Obamacare thing. You were saying that it provided coverage, but now you can't find any of it, so, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was... It's talking about a subsidy calculator here, suggesting that a subsidy exists, and then... when I drag the income down low enough, it says, you may be eligible for Medicare. And that's about
Medicaid.
Medicaid. Yeah. And that's really about it. So maybe under Trump, he got rid of the mandate for being involved. You know, there's no
You're
fine.
Just speculating. You don't know, though.
It's right. Okay. I can tell you this, is that the
Aria
fine.
Was right. You were wrong.
I'm not, at this point in time, Aria is right, okay. And I am wrong. However, I am not willing to concede that at no okay. point was there not a subsidy for Medicaid, or excuse me, for Obamacare. And if anybody can verify and corroborate that, they're welcome to call in at 855-450-3733. But I know that we haven't paid for insurance the whole time, and previously we were paying a fine under the Obama administration. We're not now under Trump.
So a little bit more on Uber and Lyft and what's going on out there in California with a major court case deciding that they now have to treat all of their contractors as employees. They may be shutting down in the state as a result. Lyft's CEO, this is an article from BusinessInsider.com, told investors that rides taken in California account for roughly 16% of the company's total trips.
I was curious as to how big of a market California was for them, and I figured it was quite large.
It's going to be a big hit, but, you know, they could probably survive without them, and that's what they're talking about doing. Now, they are, of course, filing an appeal in the case, and we'll see how that goes, but Uber is banking on voters this November to determine their fate, According to the story over at CNBC.com, this November, voters will be deciding on Proposition 22, which would exempt drivers for app-based transportation and delivery companies from being considered as employees. Uber has argued that its drivers prefer working as independent contractors, though the Attorney General in California, again, this used to be the job for Kamala Harris, Xavier...
I thought she was just San Francisco.
Oh, really? I thought she was the whole California Attorney General.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought she was like a big deal. Okay. Well, anyway, maybe somebody can check that for me. California AG Xavier Becerra rejected that claim as a bogus argument. And the CEO of Uber emphasized that pausing service in the state would leave thousands of drivers without the income they would typically earn from Uber. Still, ridership has been down during the pandemic anyway, which the judge made the injunction to come at what is perhaps the least worst time for Uber and Lyft to adjust their business models. Yes, Mark.
District Attorney of San Francisco from 2004 to 2011.
Thanks for the
Attorney
correct.
General of California from 2011 to 2017.
Okay, so she was the AG for the whole state.
So we were both wrong and both right.
Becerra said in an interview on CNBC he was unconcerned about the potential for Uber to leave the state as a result of the order. He said, quote, any business model that relies on shortchanging workers in order to make it probably shouldn't be anywhere, whether California or otherwise. Well, look, Uber and Lyft have no problem getting people to go drive for them. And there's no shortage of these drivers in a lot of places, and that suggests...
And all this jerk wants to do is take away people's choices.
That's
people
right.
are choosing to work for Uber, and they're choosing to do it for a reason. And this guy proposes that Uber
should... He knows
should,
best.
Yeah, that he knows best. He knows what they should be getting paid. Well, I know what they're going to get paid if Uber leaves California.
Zero.
They're
going to
get paid zero. And what's he... But he has a victory because he's... Yay, unions! Because his people, who are paying him... are their jobs are more secure because they're not being competed against by people who want more flexible hours and all that stuff.
So, according to the Business Insider story, and we talked about this gig work law that California passed recently. They were trying to pass a new statute to reclassify gig workers as employees. Lyft and Uber looked at the law and said, well, we don't believe this applies to us. And so then the state's top ride-sharing regulator determined that that was not the case in a June ruling, and a group of city attorneys from California cities, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego, filed suit against the companies over the issue in May. The two companies have a long history of making and in some cases acting on similar threats about leaving markets when faced with regulations they don't like.
Yes, they have left markets.
That's right. Researchers from California Berkeley noted that in 2018, Lyft and Uber used similar tactics in Chicago, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio in response to the city's efforts to require drivers to undergo more rigorous background checks in order to work for the platforms. We reported on the Austin story when that happened.
Now, California is a much larger market for them.
Yep.
But do they have any plans on what to do in this circumstance? Imagine, is there any foreshadowing?
Imagine how much they would save on attorneys, though, if they just left California.
Well, they're going to still pay a ton on the attorneys elsewhere. They're under fire from all fronts.
Yeah, countries, states, municipalities. It's not pretty.
I don't doubt that, but a lot of it's coming from California.
Right now it is, yeah.
Well, as far as what their plan is, Mark, the operator or the CEO did say, and I had it here just a moment ago. So, okay, here's what I missed. He said Uber may later resume service in the state. If it does, it would be more likely centered in cities, which would mean limited availability in less concentrated areas such as suburbs. Now, the reason for that, of course, seems obvious to me, because in the cities, they know they're going to have some consistent demand for rides,
yeah.
So therefore they could schedule employees to be on the clock during the times at which they know they're going to be busy.
Right, but if you're sitting out in, the woods of Castroville, and you're wanting to give rides to people, and you could just be sitting there doing nothing.
Right. Well, right now, if you're
when I was driving a cab, by the way, if I was sitting in their car and there were no calls, I would get paid zero.
Nothing. That's what it should be.
Well, I mean, it's an arrangement, and the thing is that we need a marketplace of arrangements.
Yeah.
I decided that cab driving wasn't the most lucrative thing for me or wasn't the thing that I wanted to do the most, so I found something else to do. when the radio station came back online. And, you know, I mean, that's what people should be able to do, is they should be able to come up with arrangements.
So it'll be interesting to see what the California voters say when they get to weigh in about this in about 3 months from now. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, fun and games in New Mexico. Of course, this one's actually entertaining. I was researching this judge, Felicia Blea, which is B-L-E-A, Rivera, who presided over a hearing I had the other day. And I looked her up, and I did a Google search on her name, and then I clicked on images, and there's like three or four images of her. And one of them is when she was accepting her position, and she's pictured with three other people, a Judge David Murphy, a Judge Sandra Engel, and a Judge Brittany Maldonado Malat, I think it is. Anyway, and I have a history with all four of them. And three out of the four have actionable legal cause against them. They all three of them prejudice themselves in ways we don't have time to go into. Mm-hmm. But I've been before all three of them. There's funny stories in all of them. And Brittany's husband, I partied with him.
Okay. But, where was the good story? Because that wasn't really that good.
Here's a good one. So
I've been in front of a lot of judges too. It's not that interesting.
Sandra Engel. I was in her courtroom, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I noticed that, and this is public record, court record, Kurt Oden Ehlich was just sitting 10 feet from me, and there was an existing judge's order of no contact.
Doesn't matter. Keep going.
There's a judge's order that he not contact me, and he stalked me into the courtroom to watch my court hearing. And I tried to notify the judge, Sandra Engel, that this guy was violating a judge's order, and she told me to shut up. And so I said, okay, I'll take care of it myself. And I walked out of the courtroom to go get the cops. And on my way out the courtroom, she said, you should have seen what happened to the last guy that did that.
What happened to him?
Anyway. No, that she was talking about me. She was coming down on me because I dared to try to tell her that this dude was stalking me right in her courtroom against the judge's order. She tried to get me for talking out in the courtroom, and she said to everybody in the courtroom about me, guess what happened to the last guy that did that, meaning me, trying to tell her something. So,
Thank you, David, for sharing your courtroom nightmares here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget to check out Aria on her campaign website. She's running for sheriff here in Cheshire County. What is the website?
Aria, well, fpolice.com, efffpolice.com.
efffpolice.com. Are you coming out to the mask event on Saturday?
Absolutely. All right, I won't be there for the entire thing because it's like 5 hours
event,
long.
Yeah.
But
you going for the beginning?
No, I'll come for the end.
Okay, gotcha. Right on. Hey, we're out of time for tonight. We will see you online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can get interactive on our Discord server with other Free Talk Live listeners that are there around the clock. discord.lrn.fm. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.